Excellent.
Been asking them all, what, is there a key kind of matchup, you think, or key component to this series that's something that's got to click for you guys to win it, one of those kind of things?
I think we know they have highly skilled forward group, and if we aren't ready, aren't prepared in transition, and limit their power play opportunities, then they're going to score. So we want to make sure we take care of the puck and make great decisions with it. And hopefully, we know they're going to get chances, but we want to be smart. So I think that's a big key for us.
What do you put on the last couple games? Is that not much kind of fine-tuning, or can you use it to scout a little bit?
Well, I just think we want to win, and especially Friday, there's a lot on the line there, and I don't think played to our highest level, and so hopefully that's a reminder to our guys that we're going to need to bring it, because that's a very good team. They won the division for a reason, and that's what we can use it for, as a reminder of, the level's going to rise again, so we got to use the week to prepare, and then come Saturday, bring it.
You guys were one of the least penalized teams throughout the year in the league, but had the 30th ranked penalty kill. Is that just one of those weird things that hockey presents, or is there something that needs to change as you move forward?
Well, I think the beginning of the first half of the year, we weren't very good, and the penalty kill. I think the last 2 months, and that's both special teams, both power play and penalty kill. If you teased out those numbers, I think they'd look pretty good. And I think that's no coincidence that we've begun to string together some pretty good results. I think the 5-on-5 play has been excellent all year, and the special teams kind of holding us back at times. And we fixed that. And, on the weekend, they scored some goals, but I think we still feel pretty confident we're prepared.
The past two times you saw Chicago, they're both really high-scoring games. Is that something you're expecting for this first round?
I don't really know. I think, like we talked about earlier, they have the ability to put the puck in the net. I think we'd like to not give them so many odd man rushes and power play opportunities as we did the last couple games. I think we've shown we can score ourselves and we can come from behind, but don't want to put yourselves in that situation over and over again, because eventually it's going to bite you. So we talked about earlier here the last couple months, we need to be a 2-1-3-2 team. I think to still have that that mentality will serve us well.
As as recently as March 10th, we're in sixth place in the division. What do you think was the key to that switch to get into playoff position?
I just think consistency. I think we were able to string together some very good performances night after night after night, and even within that stretch, the times where we weren't at our very best, we found ways to survive defensively and keep the puck out of our net, and then our power play came through where we got a big goal from someone, and so that's how you can win 5-6 in a row and have the last couple months that we did. So I think showed a little extra level of maturity for our team, and but that's what we needed it. So if we didn't find that, we wouldn't be still playing. So I think a very good sign of the development of our group, and it's been fun to watch.
This is your first year coaching in North America, and you are making the playoffs. How are you personally feeling about that accomplishment?
Just excited. I think as a player, you want to play, and this time of year, this is where you prove yourself, and I think it's the same as a coach. We believe this team has the chance to do some damage here and win. We focus on this round and then see what happens, but that's what you want as a competitor, to be involved this time of year. Said a couple times now, half the league is at home, so we've done a good job, but now we have to find another level, and so that's the challenge for the staff and the challenge for the players, is to prepare the best we can so that we can be better than them over five games.
How much more pressure is there in a five-game series as opposed to a seven?
Yeah, things happen quick, for sure. You know, we played two games in less than 24 hours, and so the series is going to, it can look a lot different than it does now by Monday morning. So it's important that we're prepared. Every little thing is going to matter. You never know which facet of the game or which part of the game it can decide the series. My own experiences and the guys that we have here, we're going to lean on that, and hopefully we can get everyone on board with the idea that you just never know what's going to decide things, and so we got to be ready all the time.
What's your feeling about who belongs in goalie for you guys right now, and how would you handle that situation throughout the series?
Yeah, well, we're going to discuss it, and we'll make a decision later in the week. I think probably not going to go into any hypotheticals because we're gonna react to the situation as it happens. But what I can say is we really like both guys, and they've both proven they can win for us. So that's a pretty good position to be in.
You think you'll use both of them in the series, or?
I don't know.
You guys have a lot of players, obviously, now, you know, fifth line here in practice, and Samuelson being on that line. Is it going to be a difficult thing to try and jumble the lines to figure out who's going to be playing that night and which player is doing well?
Yeah, we got some depth here, and some guys who have been a big part of our season who could be on the outside looking in. We've played around with the combinations here for the last 10 days and, you know, tried one look in practice. We had one look on Saturday. We had a different look on Friday. So, you know, we'll see what we decide to do come Saturday. But what I do know is we got a lot of guys who I think can help us. And I think that puts us in a pretty good spot over this five games that hopefully we can, you know, outpace them, out-depth them. We want to keep the pressure on I think we got a lot of different guys who can contribute and help us win, so we feel good about that.
You had two players join the team late in the season with Adam Clendenning and Christie DeMarco, and they've kind of been driving the production in the last few weeks. Talk a little bit about what their experience means and what they've meant to the team.
Yeah, both those guys, you know, they have the ability to make plays, and they got that little bit extra. They can put it under a stick, put it through a seam. Not everyone has that, and that was welcome for our group. I think it's no coincidence that our power play really kicked in once they came. You know, Franson was a big part of that too. Those three kind of really drove things on that one unit. And the other part that we have really liked is they both got a little personality. You know, they got some jam and some energy, and I think that's good for our team, a little bit of swagger. And I think that for such a young group, it really helped us to feel good about ourselves and believe that we should win any given night. They came in with that attitude that, hey, we're pretty good players, and kind of rubs off on guys.
You guys were the least penalized team in the league during the regular season. It kind of unraveled a little last weekend with a bunch of penalties. What's your message to the guys about, you know, staying out of the box and how to play physical without getting into trouble?
Yeah, well, it's exactly that. We got to play hard and play on the edge, but not get carried away. And I think, you know, there's a few situations where we did. We would like to see us control our emotions a bit better. I also think that some things that were called on the weekend won't be called on Saturday. Just think, for whatever reason, we get the short end in some situations, but regardless of what happens, we got to control our own play, control how we react, whether a call goes against you or not, or maybe you get a call. It doesn't matter. What's important right now is the next shift and playing hard and playing for the team. And if we do that, then I don't think discipline's been a problem all year, so I don't expect it to be now.
How beneficial is it to have such a short distance between the two teams in the first game?
Well, it's nice, a little extra travel or practice time. You know, I don't think it really affects this round because we're in the same boat. You know, both teams are have the same travel, but maybe if whatever team goes further, it could help. But that's one, again, one of those things we don't control, so we just deal with what's in front of us, and it's a pretty good team we're going to play.
Any update on Tanner Carroll?
Yeah, he's skating. He's part of the group, and we'll see if he's available for the weekend. But, of course, he's a good player, and nice to add him to the group we have to choose from for the games, and we're likely going to need him.
Last question.
Is Polkinen one of those guys who he's so talented you don't really expect to shut him down? You just hope to contain him a little bit?
Well, he's going to get his looks. He's an important part of their power play. But we just want to got to be smart in transition. We can't be giving up 3-on-2s and 4-on-2s, 5-6 times a game, because he's a good player. He's going to put it in the right spot. And, obviously we have confidence in our goalies. They can make saves, but we don't want to ask too much of them.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks.